It's 31st of March. A few days ago, I had a real holiday. My platoon neighbors gave me a mattress. Old, worn, but still soft and comfortable. The mattress was simply given to my comrades by some person when they were on duty at the checkpoint. This person drove up in a car and said that he wanted to help army in some way and just pulled a bunch of bedding out of the trunk. These comrades of mine are wonderful guys. They are not Kievans. Both come from a small village a few dozen miles from Kiev. They arrived in the capital on some business on the eve of the Russian invasion. They could no longer get home and went to the territorial defense. Their families remained at home, which a few days after the start of the war found themselves under Russian occupation. The Russians captured several districts of the Kiev region, including the village where my colleagues come from. This is a real occupation, as in the films about the Second World War, with executions, looting and bullying of civilians. Many managed to escape from the areas occupied by the Russians just before the occupation or in the first hours after the arrival of the enemy. But even more civilians remained. Someone did not have time to leave. Someone considered it impossible to leave the farm. Some were held by sick relatives or fear of being under fire during the evacuation. Among those who did not have time to leave for free territories before the arrival of the Russians, there were also relatives of my comrades. And these guys, these cheerful village guys, organized a real special operation to save their loved ones and brilliantly carried it out. They called every neighbor they could get through. They found out exactly where the Russians are, which exits from village they managed to control and which ones they have not yet learned about. Based on this information, my comrades were able to draw up a plan for the withdrawal of relatives. Then a few more phone calls to find the driver ready to meet the evacuees in a free area and a signal to a family. You can go. The way is open. The entire evacuation was also controlled by telephone. One of my comrades explained to relatives where and how to get to a safe place, where to go to the other side of the road, which house to stay away from. He just hung on the telephone and gave step-by-step instruction in real time. It was like some kind of video game. But this is not a game, and the people who were taken out of the occupation are real. They are not a set of pixelated pictures. They do not have the opportunity to press the save button or start all over again. These are peaceful and honest people who have done no harm to anyone, who work hard all their lives, and they will never forgive those who turned them into refugees, destroyed their homes, and killed their neighbors. This is not forgiven at all.